Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the red rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42. 2 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, GoBob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. GoBob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Cattle futures were lower on the May feeder cattle, but everywhere else higher. The Mays were down 25 at 147.70. And that market is above the feeder cattle index, which is just below 143. Yesterday it closed at 142.94, down 44 cents. With the May feeders at 147.70, that is roughly $4 above where the cash is. So that's a difference that we haven't seen in a while. Because usually, or what's been happening over the last year or so, is the index is actually above the futures as we've sold off. So things could be turning around. August feeders up 45, 147.47. September's up 57. On the live cattle, June's were up strong, up $1.25 at 120.87. August up 55. October up 47. So generally higher across the board. And box beef at midday was down 76 cents on choice at 203.66. Select down 59 at 194.91. The box beef slide and move lower here is kind of a negative thing this time of year. Normally, you've got some seasonal grilling demand start up with summer arriving and the heat wave or the heat around the corner. So hopefully that will pick up. It's good to see that the June cattle are higher in the face of that lower box beef.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain market steady to higher here. We had wheat was just up a half cent. July Kansas City at 453 and a quarter, about 3 cents off the lows. That's up a half. The wheat market had a little bit of news today. The Canadian all wheat number this morning was 13.79 million metric tons in grain stocks as of March 31st. That's 23.8% lower than where we were last year. But that was about as expected. And then out of Kansas, the annual Kansas Wheat Tour is estimating that the Kansas wheat crop is going to be 382 million bushels, where last year it was 322. The five-year average is 305. So quite a bit bigger in Kansas. We saw the same thing in Colorado and in Oklahoma and Nebraska. So the wheat crop overall with that good 62% good to excellent is looking like it's going to be a pretty big crop, and that's the reason why the wheat price is under so much pressure. Beans here at the end. Rallied beans closed up in July 26 and a quarter cents at 1038 and a half. That was right on their highs. So a really good strong close there in the beans. And then corn was up 3 to 3.5 cents. The next big report will be Tuesday, will be the USDA May 10th report, and that will show us the newest supply and demand numbers here in the United States. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.